This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR's news director, Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
Well, there was a dramatic increase this week in the number of COVID cases in the Lehigh Valley.
It's a 200% increase, in fact, Brad. More than 6,000 new cases in Lehigh and Northampton counties just in the past week. And we're also seeing a big jump in hospitalization statewide. To that end, Brittany Sweeney, our healthcare reporter, reached out to Lehigh Valley Health Network, and she had an update from Dr. Alex Benjamin there. He's the Chief Prevention Control and Infection Officer, and he says the hospital is full.
We'll make space for you, but the house is full. We have a lot of people in the emergency room who need to be admitted and are waiting for beds to become available. At the same time, we are mobilizing all our resources to help staff all of those units to make sure everyone is getting the appropriate level of care.
And LVHN isn't the only one. We got news on Wednesday that the Geisinger Health System, which is north of us, was out of beds. They're affiliated with St. Luke's, so some of those patients may be coming into this region for care.
It's notable that even after 2 years, the pandemic is putting real strains on the hospital system in general. It was also striking to hear an official at St. Luke's estimate that 80% of their cases were currently among the unvaccinated.
Yeah, Brad, and that really tracks with what we're hearing nationally as well, that the majority of hospitalizations are among those who have not received the COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, regardless of any statewide mask guidelines or mandates, it appears that COVID infection is a real and perhaps rising problem in Lehigh Valley schools as well.
Parents in the Bethlehem School District this week received their regular video update from Superintendent Joe Roy, and he really sounded the alarm about cases in the region. And he said that among students who are infected, 90% were not vaccinated. So again, reiterating that number that we're hearing, and also speaking to what we're hearing from state health officials, which they say that amid this surge, the best line of defense is vaccination. And that's really the message that they're trying to push out, encouraging people to get vaccinated, encouraging people who've been vaccinated to get a booster shot.
And in non-COVID news, we had a rather shocking story from the Lehigh County District Attorney's Office. A former Lehigh County commissioner was arrested this week.
That's Marty Nostein. He's well known in the Lehigh Valley for his Olympic cycling career, being behind the establishment of the velodrome here. He was charged with felony trespassing and a misdemeanor count for stalking by the DA, Jim Martin. He said in a statement that this was related to Nostein's alleged actions toward a woman and her partner. And this isn't the first time he's landed in hot water. In 2018, he was fired as the executive director of the Valley Preferred Cycling Center, that following allegations of sexual misconduct. And that happened in the midst of his campaign as the Republican candidate for Congress. He ran against Susan Wild in that role in 2018. Nostein has been released on bail and has been ordered to have no contact with the alleged victims.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at wlvr.org.